private or semi-private conversation have probably heard me use the term balance at least once. In fact, when I'm speaking to people, I feel a bit redundant because I've used the word balance so often. But it is so very crucial to everything that we do in life to have balance. It is the Catholic both and. If you've never heard that before, the Catholic both and. It's not either or, it's both and. Balance. We need balance in our lives. The reason that we have this celebration here today is to help maintain that balance in our lives. To recognize that death is an immense reality, both for those who have experienced it, but also for us left. And each of us both bear the pain of those who have gone before us and the reality that we too will someday pass as well. And that there will be those left to mourn. Often, tragically, more left to mourn than we often imagine. We need this balance, but the world does not desire to allow this balance. For the world tells us, well, if it was a close relative, you might have a couple of days. But then you've got to get back to it. Don't dare you bring down other people with your grief. Get back to work. Produce. Get over it. The world doesn't do balance. The world is either or. We need this day to help infuse within us that reality, that balance between the fact we can't always dwell on death. We can't stay there. But if we don't spend time with our grief, if we don't allow the grief the space to be, well, then we're not doing it justice either. We need that balance. Just in the sacristy right before Mass, Deacon John was telling me that one of our guest presiders over the course of this past weekend, there were four of them, so I'm not really giving anything away. There were four. So one of them said, why don't we just say the names of the deceased now, because no one's going to come back tomorrow. Well, I kind of gave it away a little bit there. It went from 4 to 3. Well, there you go. 4 to 3. But nobody's going to come back tomorrow. Look at all of you who are here. You need this. Not just something to just patch on to All Saints Day and call it good. But we need a day, once a year, every year, to come together and remember that pain that we have felt, that pain that we will feel, because love is to be vulnerable, and to be vulnerable is to be hurt. That is part of our reality. We see before us many of the symbols that are used at the Easter Vigil. We sit in subdued light. We have the Paschal candle right here, and in fact, in a few moments, when you come forward to light candles for your loved one, we are using the candles that would have been used at the Easter Vigil to help spread the light of Christ from one to another. These symbols, these realities, help to remind us that that which we celebrate on the Easter Vigil, the surprise of the resurrection, is alive at every funeral. Our baptism reminds us of Christ's death and resurrection, and we are reminded of our baptism at our funeral. It all comes together within that balance to help us remember and to feel, to allow it to be what it is. If we don't enter into that tension, allow our hearts to be pulled, then that surprise reality of Christ So what? We raised from the dead. So what? We're called to eternal life. If we dismiss the death of our loved ones easily, not that any of us here have, but if we do as the world calls us to do and get over it, then that reality of Christ's death and resurrection loses part of its surprise. Sisters and brothers, it is an amazing surprise. His disciples who were with him, their world was destroyed. Everything that they had built their lives around was dead on Good Friday. And the Easter vigil came. Easter Sunday. And through that, Christ brought glory to our lives and to all of humanity. Let us remember that today. Let us be with our grief today so that that surprise that Christ fulfilled on Easter vigil lives within us still. And that this life is just a semblance of that light which many of all of us desire to exist within, to be a perfect vision one day, to be a reminder yet again of the love that we have for those who have passed and our desire to be with them still. Let us celebrate them today. Let us pray for them, hoping and